Two, one. Hi, this is Abby Carlisle, and you're about to listen to The Rick Carlisle Show.
A lot of enthusiasm from Abby Carlisle today as we get ready for The Rick Carlisle Show. We do it every week here at 4:30 on Fridays. And Rick, the other night in Utah, you had another rough first half and first quarter, but I wanted to ask you specifically about DeAndre Jordan. And someone posted on Twitter the first six, seven, eight possessions of the game, which seemed to show DeAndre Jordan standing around, not contesting shots, certainly not blocking out Rudy Gobert. Did you have a problem with how he started the game for you the other night?
Well, the problem was everybody, and everybody meaning all of us. We needed to come out with a lot more force. And, you know, there are factors in play. I mean, we're back-to-back. They're sitting there waiting. They hadn't won a home game. I mean, they came out like gangbusters, like they were on skates, and we just didn't respond well. But I'm not gonna take the bait here and, you know, criticize one player. I mean, that's not what we're about.
So when you have the bad starts, and you've had a lot of them last year too, but we don't really need to go back to last year. Other than a lineup change, when you're sitting there between games, what can you really think about trying to do to avoid, you know, getting off to bad starts?
Well, we had a very good start against Washington.
Right.
So, you know, we can do it. And at this point in time, you know, we got to work at getting that first group more prepared to play their very best. Hey, everybody's coming out hard in the first quarter. You know, it's early in the NBA season. Everybody's really competing hard. Everybody's, everybody is trying to win. You know, it's a rough deal. It's a rough business. And there's nothing that can substitute for, you know, working hard every day, working to get the team as better on a day-to-day basis with daily improvement. And, you know, we got a lot of new guys in that starting lineup, including, you know, in some ways, Harrison Barnes, who's come back onto a team that's basically playing a much different style than we played the last 2 years. So we just got to stay with it, and we got to work to get better.
It's Coach Carlisle. It's the Rick Carlisle Show, episode number 5. His Mavericks against the Thunder here at the American Airlines Center tomorrow. Coach, there's a lot of opinions flying around. Your opinion's all that matters to us here on your show, especially when it's about your offense. Without giving too much away, and in layman's terms, if you would be so kind, in an effort to inform, how different is your offense with this new personnel, and what are you mainly trying to do with it because of the new personnel?
Well, you know, it really starts with defense. And, you know, we want to be an up-tempo team like virtually everybody in the league. And to do that, we've got to be more consistent defensively. That's been a much bigger problem than our offense. You know, we started off the first 5 games, we were top 5 or 6 in the league in offense, and we were very low in defense. And where our big improvement needs to come is defensively. And, you know, as that happens, better opportunities are gonna flow on offense. Now, what are we trying to do? We're trying to move the ball up quickly, get a lot of people touching it. And right now, because our second unit is more familiar with one another, you know, their ball movement and flow to their game is much more natural. And so, you know, with Smith and Doncic and DeAndre, Barnes and Matthews, you know, we are working very diligently and very hard to get those guys moving it in a similar fashion. Now, you know, they're not the same guys. They're not wired the same way. So there are going to be differences. But when the ball touches more hands, particularly early in the game, it's going to energize your team, and it's going to energize your defense better than what we've been doing. And that's, you know, it's part parcel to kind of the way the whole thing is connected. I mean, defense is connected to offense. I really feel offense has a much greater connection to what's happening defensively. And for that reason, you know, our work on defense has got to be, you know, on a 2-to-1 basis.
From that standpoint of what you said, your bigger problems are on defense than on offense. Is that good in the sense that to some degree, offense is talent and defense is effort, and you can coach effort and you can fix effort, but if you had a team of a whole bunch of guys you can't shoot, then you're not going to score anyway.
Well, it's not good.
You know, I just thought, was it better than being the opposite?
Listen, I like this team. We are nudging, you know, every day a little more in the right direction. We've had some tough games because there's been some games when our starters have been terrific and the bench has really struggled, and then vice versa. And, you know, the games when both groups play well, we're either winning or we're right there. And so, you know, this is a collective thing, and we're a team that's built on the sum of its parts. You know, Doncic is having a good year offensively. You know, he's a talented player, makes things happen. You know, Smith is doing things better each year. Barnes is back in the fold, stuff like that. But this thing is going to come down to defense, because shot making, you know, it's going to come and go with any team. It doesn't matter how good or how bad that team is. But if your defense is consistent, you have a chance to hang in and win games on nights when you're shooting 42-43%. And right now, we haven't put ourselves in those positions. So that's where the work is.
When you say you like your team, are you talking about talent potential of it? Or are you talking about all of it? Willingness, practice habits. What part of the you like your team can we dissect if you let us?
Well, you play golf, right, Steve?
I try lately.
Okay. Well, when you're playing a match or a tournament on a course with greens with Bermuda grass, isn't that your favorite grass that particular day?
On that day, it has to be. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is our team, so I love these guys. Okay. And that's how I've got to approach it. I mean, when you're struggling, you know, they've got to feel that you really support them. That you really are busting your butt to get them as good as they can be and all that kind of stuff. And that's where this thing is. I mean, our staff is, you know, we're pushing as hard as we can push. And we got to do it in a supportive and upbeat and positive way. And otherwise, you can get too negative in a situation like this. And there's a lot of games left. I mean, there's over 70 games left in the whole thing. And, you know, we're going to get better.
If there were things about your team you didn't like, would you tell us?
Well, I just don't think that way, Steve. I'm not negative like you and Kalashaw.
Right. You're a different person.
I think I'm more negative than he is. He's not very cheery, though.
I agree with that.
He's not very cheery.
Second time we've agreed in 3 years.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm with him every day for 5 hours. He's not very cheery. I think I'm more cheery.
Not as cheery as you might think. You're not out of last place on three-point defense, but you're much closer to being out, and you're not anywhere near 50% anymore. Have you improved in that area, or does that still need a lot more improvement?
Well, we've improved, but we had nowhere to go but up. You know, we were really struggling, and I'm not making light of it, but that's just a fact. And look, we are doing some good things. You know, our rebounding is terrific. You know, we're number one in defensive rebound percentage. A lot of it has to do with DeAndre and the year that he's having. We're first in fewest opponents, second chance points, which is something we got to carry into tomorrow night. And we're fourth in fewest opponent points in the paint. And, you know, those are things you can build on. Where we've struggled, you know, obviously is the threes, the transition threes. You know, we're ranked in the 20s. In opponent fast break points, but it has gotten slightly better, and we've certainly got to work on that tomorrow. The big one that's you know, been surprising, and you know, some of it has to do with a slight style change is the turnovers. You know, I never dreamed we'd be 28th in the league in turnovers committed at, you know, 17.6 a game. And we've actually nudged up. We were 29th a couple of days ago or something like that. So, you know, we've got to clean that up. And we did a lot of work in practice today to prepare for Oklahoma City's pressure. You know, they got Westbrook, they got George, they got Schroeder, all these guys, and, you know, Jeremy Grant. These guys are great steals guys, and they're always at the top of the league in steals and points off turnovers. So, you know, when you turn it over, you know, a lot of times you just aren't able to get back, and it's an undefendable shot, and, you know, your defensive numbers plummet. That's where offense can help defense in a big way.
I think most indications are that Russ won't play tomorrow night with that ankle injury or whatever it is that he just suffered, but it didn't seem to hurt him too bad last night against Houston. So maybe that's not even something you can trumpet.
Look, if you catch a break and a great player is out, you know, you catch a break and a great player is out. I don't hope for anybody to be hurt in this league. I mean, I've been in this business for 35 years, and great players, you know, showing up at opponent arenas, you know, is one of the things that's really compelling about our game. We got to focus on ourselves. A lot of our prep today was geared toward Oklahoma City because that's who we're looking right at. And, you know, the bottom line is, you know, Steve, either you or Tim just mentioned it, you know, they're playing well even when Westbrook's not playing. And, you know, they bombed Houston last night. They beat them by 20 points or something like that and made it look easy. And so we got our hands full.
Episode 5 of the Rick Carlisle Show now in the books. Coach, we look forward to episode 6 next week. Good luck tomorrow night against the Thunder, and thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, Rick Carlisle, only with Dennis and Kalishaw.
You are just counting off those episodes.
Every
five.
Friday night. 4:30.
Are you hoping somebody's going to binge listen to these?
I'm just telling you, you have convinced me to be part of the Netflix generation.
True. Okay.
And they do everything by episode.
Episode.
I hear the young kids. They go, "Did you see episode 6?"
There you go.
I wouldn't know which one episode 6 was.
All right.
I don't even know why they entitle those things.
But it's very helpful. But that was episode 5.
Yeah,
so
I'm trying to get with
next
it.
Week will be number 6.
Trying to, you know, I'm the negative one. I'm trying to become more positive. By watching Netflix.
Yeah, that'll work.
Speaking of positive, old Stevie D made a huge move last weekend. Will he stay hot? Yeah, I'm going third person. Double third person. Mm. Will he stay hot? Our picks in the football weekender next.